You're listening to Free Radio Skybird, community radio for shortwave listeners.
Thank you.
Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick Moe, and you are tuned to Free Radio Skybird, community radio for shortwave listeners. And I'll be playing 78s, 45s, 33 LPs, cassettes, and compact discs. On Free Radio Skybird, you'll hear library music, folk music, jazz, easy listening, and independent music. And QSLs are available for a reception report and a $2 U.S. cash donation. You can write to Frederick Moe, that's Frederick Moe, M-O-E, Michael Oscar Echo, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, the United States of America. I'll be talking more about reception reports and QSLs in a little bit. But first, we're going to have some library music from the KPM Music Library. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is DJ Frederick Moe. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird, community radio from New Hampshire to the world on shortwave. Going to dig into the Skybird mailbag, and I'd like to say hello and thank you to Alan Gale for sending me some emails and a postal reception report. He heard Free Radio Skybird on 6070 kilohertz on the 13th of March, 2016. He was listening from Whitworth in Lancashire in the northwest of England. Now, Alan said that it was a very enjoyable show, but he thought it should be on a little bit later in the afternoon because reception is never quite as good in the afternoons in the north of England. Where he lives, he's quite a ways from the transmitter site in Bavaria. He said, "You certainly played a really nice selection of music, and I will check out the online version when Channel 292 stops taking up all my spare time." He says, "I hope you make some more broadcasts on Channel 292 from time to time. It's great to hear such a wide variety of programs and stations on there, and I seem to spend a lot of my time listening to the 3 German and 1 Swedish relay services these days. It's really nice to find free radio finding its place on shortwave, other than on the pirate bands, and a great way of introducing us to stations we don't normally get the chance to hear over here too often." I'd like to say thank you very much, Alan. Your friendly correspondence is really appreciated. It means a lot to me as the program host here at Free Radio Skybird. In fact, I thrive on correspondence, mostly postal correspondence. I like real mail with real letters, real envelopes, real stamps, postcards, and all of the wonderful things that we can exchange through the postal service. I'll be talking a little bit more about QSLs in a few minutes, and coming up at the end of the program, another episode of Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird on shortwave.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me?
Elvis was on guitar for this recording, but not in the way you'd think. You're on the sound beat.
I'm all shook up.
All Shook Up was the top song of 1957, and it's one of Elvis Presley's biggest hits. He's backed here by the Jordanaires, and he's playing the guitar, in the strictest definition of the term. That percussive sound you hear there? That's Elvis slapping on the back of his Martin D-18. He also co-wrote the song, but popular belief cites Otis Blackwell as the sole author, stemming from a dare. His publisher, Goldie Goldhawk, allegedly claimed that Blackwell could write about anything. Shaking a bottle of Pepsi in front of him, he extended the challenge. Write about this. Why this hasn't been made into a commercial yet is almost unfathomable.
I'm all shook up.
This one's on us, PepsiCo.
My tongue gets tired when I try to speak. My inside shake like a leaf on a tree.
Check out more episodes right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this. Zenith's famous 9-band transoceanic, the world's most exciting radio. Powered to tune in the world, you'll find every Zenith radio from the famous transoceanic to the tiniest pocket transistor is built in the Zenith quality tradition, including super-sensitive FM-AM radios, Anson table and clock radios, and powerful solid-state portables. Over 100 radios to choose from, priced to fit every gift budget. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on. If you're buying a radio for a king, a friend, or for yourself, why not get the best?
Hey, Harry, am I hearing things? A That sounds like a harpsichord to me.
Well, that's exactly what it is, but why look so shocked, Eddie?
Well, after all, the harpsichord dates back to the 17th century. Isn't that rather an old-fashioned instrument to hear with a modern band?
Well, not when it's played by a very modern young lady, Sylvia Marlowe.
Sylvia Marlowe? Mm-hmm. Hasn't she given concert tours all over the country?
That's right, and Sylvia's the only concert harpsichordist who can switch from Mozart to boogie-woogie without even taking a breath.
That sounds like quite an accomplishment. I'd like to hear that.
Well, Eddie, your wish is granted, because here she is, Sylvia Marlowe, playing her own variations of the well-known Mozart variation on a folk theme, and from that, right into boogie-woogie. Okay, Sylvia.
You're listening to Free Radio Skybird with DJ Frederick Moe. Community radio from New Hampshire to the world on shortwave.
just come on home. Baby, we'll laugh and sing. We'll make love. Let the telephone ring. Ring, ring, doorbell ring. Baby, come on in. Got James Taylor on the stereo. I'm glad you come around. I've been feeling down, just talking to Tony and Mario.
Cimarron with a tune called Rings, and before that, Mr. Lalo Schifrin and the Danube Incident, which was used in the television series Mission Impossible. Well, this is DJ Frederick Moe. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird. Now, I'd love to hear from you and love to send you a QSL from Free Radio Skybird, and that would be for a reception report and $2 in U.S. cash. That's $2 in U.S. cash. To Frederick Moe, M-O-E, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. I'd like to talk about what I am looking for in a reception report. I am really looking for details of the music or the discussion from the program that you're listening to. In other words, it really helps me to know that you've actually heard the program. I'm looking for the date, time, and frequency of broadcast. So where you heard it, when you heard it, and what frequency. I'm looking for something about yourself and your interests, and comments about what you've heard on Free Radio Skybird. And I much appreciate real mail, postal mail, not email. So my policy right now is from this broadcast going forward, I will no longer be responding to emailed reception reports. I repeat, my policy going forward, I will no longer be responding to emailed reception reports. You need to write a letter, let me know what you think of the program, and please send some details, and I will be happy to send you a package from Free Radio Skybird. Now, I would also appreciate a donation of $2 in U.S. cash to cover international postage, and more if you are willing to send more cash. I would appreciate that. That will help fund future broadcasts of Free Radio Skybird. I don't have any money to invest in this project, so any donations that you do send will be much appreciated. And again, I do appreciate the correspondence. I'd like to know more about you as a radio listener and as a individual and a human being. Okay, so from the hills of New Hampshire around the world, it's Free Radio Skybird. It's time for an episode of Flash Frisbone.
And now, the Air Check Factory presents the amazing radio adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Floating Flash Frisbone, radio ace, America's most transient disc jockey. Floating Flash Frisbone, the jock that just can't keep a job. You'll remember last time, radio ace Floating Flash Frisbone was waiting for the next dog sled to take him from Staple Gun, Saskatchewan, where an avalanche had just struck the CHIT tower. As we tune in this month, the tower is now toppling in the direction where our hero is standing. Could this be the end? But wait, what's that? Off in the distance, the swish of helicopter blades. It's the KMPC traffic copter. In an effort to get away from the smog, they decided to head just a little north of L.A. until the air cleared and, well... Flash, not being one to pass up a free ride, hails the copter.
Hey, you guys!
And just in the nick of time. As the helicopter with Flash safely aboard begins heading south, the steel structure that was the tower of CHIT crashes down on the studios of Canada's only high-energy wall-to-wall station. The studios and record library of the 250-watt AM facility are completely destroyed at an estimated damage of $75.44. Luckily, disc jockey Ironjaw Palmer was not in the studios at the time of the destruction. He was floating a Ferranti and Teicher album while trying to make a date with Maggie Stanton, the station secretary. And so, our hero, Floating Flash Frisbone, is safe, but once again out of work. But not for long. On the floor of the KMPC traffic copter, he finds a copy of Broadcasting Magazine. As per usual, he begins reading it from back to front. Under Help Wanted Announcers, he reads,
"Are you a communicator? We need you. Popular media market talk show in early evenings." Early evenings? That's my favorite shift. Right, box 94, Broadcasting Magazine. Hot dog!
And Flash immediately addresses one of the envelopes containing his audition tape and resume. As soon as he gets dropped off, he'll put it in the mail. And then it's just a matter of waiting. You know, it's a funny thing about radio. The station in the blind box ad turned out to be the same one that fired Flash just 2 weeks earlier. But things in broadcasting being what they are, Flash beat out the other two applicants, a dropout from the Matchbook School of Radio and TV, and the station's janitor. So we join Flash now at his first day back on the air at WYAP, Yammer Radio 94, in Keokuk, Iowa. Let's listen.
And the number is 245 TALK. That's 245 Talk on the Frizz phone. Hey, we had a big city council meeting last night. We got an open line tonight. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about at 245 TALK. And we have five open lines right now. So you can call right now. And there's five open lines. Hey, how about, what do you think about it? Who do you think should run for president? Huh? You think it should be Carter? Or what? 245 TALK, that's 245 Talk on the Frizz phone on WYAP in Keokuk. Hey, it's nice to be back. We have five open lines right now, and this is your show. This is open line tonight. Talk about anything. It's 245 TALK. It's 245 Talk. And what about the Olympics, huh? What do you think about that, eh? Was that right to thing to do? Where do you think we should have the Olympics? And it's 245 Talk TLK and Yammer Radio, Yap 94, and you've got open lines. Right now, five open lines. Listen, I think what we need is more taxes. You know, I mean, how do you think they pay for all that stuff that makes America great? You know, like the Lincoln Monument. You think they built that for free, huh? Huh? Let's raise the taxes. What do you say? What do you say, Keokuk? Let's raise the taxes, huh? Let's up those taxes, and you know, I mean, so what? I mean, you know, let's and gasoline should be $3 a gallon too, hey? 245 TALK. Got five open lines. 245 TALK. Free right now. Call. Yeah, I think they should draft women. Sure. They should send them to the front lines. They want equal? They want equal? I'll give them equal. Hey! I mean, you know, wouldn't that make trench warfare interesting if we had women in the front lines, huh? Huh? What do you think of that? What do you think of that, Keokuk? Give me a call. 245 TALK, come on, huh? Huh? You know what I think? I think you people are all deadheads. That's what I think. We got five open lines here, and nobody's calling, hey? You know, you wouldn't know how to talk if they paid you. Come on, call me, 245 TALK. This is the Frizz phone. It's your show. This isn't my show. It's your show. I mean, you know what you guys are out there listening to the radio? You're nothing but a bunch of commie pinko fags. Yeah, you're probably sitting around playing with yourself instead of calling. You know, you can use those fingers for other stuff. Put them in a phone and call 245 TALK. You know, I mean, that's my opinion. What's yours? This is the Frizz phone, 245 TALK. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue, huh? You gonna call me or what? We got a call. Wait a minute, we got a call coming in on line one. Hello? Hello, this is the Frizz phone. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like a large with extra cheese and sausage and pepperoni and onions. So that's for John Bellanger. Hello?
Goodbye. All right, now look. All right, I told the clown that owns this poor excuse of a radio station, I told him, I said, there's two things that'll get me back on the air. Thing number one, you get rid of Bob's used cars, because he really took me for a ride in that Pinto. I'm not kidding you. I still say that was the lousiest deal I ever had. Okay, he said, we'll put him on in the earlier show. Okay, fine. And then I said, number two, you get me some good guests and some good topics. What does he give me? You know, he gives me this old stale stuff about the Olympics, this crap about the taxes. I mean, it's the same stuff that nobody ever called about before. You people are all deadheads. You people are all, listen, I mean, you know, I'm ready to use the F word. You people don't know nothing about, wait, got a call on line two. Hello, this is the Frizz phone.
Mr. Frizz phone, this is the general manager's office. You're fired.
I know I should have hired the janitor.
Well, it looks like our hero is out of work again, but totally undaunted.
Mom was right!
Join us next month for the further continuing...
I'm gonna kill myself!
Hopefully continuing adventures of... Floating Flash Frizzbone! Radio Ace! We hope to see you next month.
I'm gonna go stick my fingers in a transmitter! This isn't worth it!
And if Flash does do himself in, what will the recording studio do for the next 10 episodes that have been contracted? For answers to these and other poignant questions, join us next month for the further adventures of Floating Flash Frizzbone.
Okay, I do hope you have enjoyed Flash Frizzbone Radio Ace, which was created and produced by the late Gary Bourgeois in Marquette, Michigan, United States. This is DJ Frederick Moe. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird, community radio for shortwave listening. If you'd like to send a reception report, I accept reception reports by mail. That's postal mail. Please send your report and $2 in U.S. cash to cover postage costs to DJ Frederick Moe. That's DJ Frederick Moe, M-O-E, 36. That's 36 West Main Street, Warner, that's WARNER, New Hampshire, abbreviated NH, United States of America, zip code 03278. That zip code again is 03278. Love to hear your comments on the program and read your letter on a future edition of the Skybird Mailbag.
Exploring science in the sea. The oceans are getting louder. Fish and mammals grunt, click, and chirp to attract mates, threaten rivals, or just say howdy. At times, though, they can be overpowered by the sounds created by humans. It's enough to drive a fish to distraction. To understand just how distracting human-made noise can be, scientists first must understand how marine organisms deal with the natural soundscape, the sounds produced by the creatures themselves. A recent study, for example, found that fish seem to talk over each other during the daytime, but share the soundscape at night. Researchers placed microphones in an underwater cave on the coast of South Africa and recorded for several months. When they analyzed the recordings, they isolated sounds made by different species. They found that during the daytime, different species of fish produced sounds at overlapping frequencies, like several people talking at once. But the species that were busiest at night communicated at different frequencies. The researchers suggest that during the day, fish can add visual cues to their communication. Some fish nod up and down when they're courting, for example. That means they don't need to rely so heavily on sound. At night, though, visual cues don't work. So nocturnal species talk at different frequencies. Some species produce a high pitch, some a low pitch, and some are in the middle. That makes it easier to get their message across in the noisy ocean depths. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Well, that's going to do it for this broadcast of Free Radio Skybird. Community radio from New Hampshire to the world on shortwave. I'm DJ Frederick Moe, and I want to say thank you for listening. I do hope that you are enjoying the variety of music that I'm broadcasting on Free Radio Skybird. I'll be broadcasting on Channel 292 and other shortwave venues, so please keep your eyes open for the schedule. Or you can write to me at Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. Wherever you are on the planet, thank you for listening. Take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Long live Free Radio!